Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Mm-hmm. On the 27th of July, 2009, on Trafalgar Square for the One Another Project, and the time is 10 past 6. If I could ask you to tell me your name, age, and where you come from, please.
My name's Paul Douglas, I'm 40 years old, and I come from London.
Thank you very much. When was it you first found out about the One Another Project?
Found out about it when because I follow what happens on the fourth plinth, and I realised there was a competition of various ideas for this summer, and I remember when it was announced by the mayor in City Hall, whenever it was, a few months ago, saying that this one won, this project had won, this artwork had won. And I remember thinking, yeah, that's like, it's quite exciting, and I'd be a part of it given the chance.
So what would you say your motivation was in putting your name forward for the chance to kind of...
There was no sort of like deep motivation to it. It was just the crack, really. You know, it's just the opportunity to do something different from anything else I've ever done.
So what did you do then, for the record, during your hour on the pin?
What did I do? Pretty much nothing. And as you know, it was like a sort of like last minute replacement, so I didn't have a chance to prepare anything. When I went up there, I was sort of like thinking, I don't know what to do, because I work close by, so that work colleagues came out, so I was sort of just like chatting to them from the top. I was like getting heckled a bit from people who were complaining about the fact that I wasn't doing anything particularly interesting. And as the hour wore on, I got a bit more sort of like relaxed and a bit more into it, and I started sort of like interacting a bit more with people, and that's pretty much all I did, you know, just like having shouted conversations with members of the public and so on. Yeah, that's pretty much about it. Apart from that, I was just sort of like standing there walking around, made a few phone calls, told friends, you know, in sort of like classic I'm on the bus style, except I'm on the plinth, which was quite fun, and people obviously sort of like quite excited. They're like, no way. It's like, yeah way, I'm on the plinth right now. And it's quite an unusual sort of like place to have a telephone conversation from. But then obviously people who are watching were even more sort of disgruntled, because I was just standing there on the phone, wasn't even shouting at them anymore. So, but yeah, it was, I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it's like a real buzz. One, through sort of like being part of artwork. Secondly, sort of like being sort of like on display in Trafalgar Square in London, sort of like my hometown. Sort of like that sort of like connected me to the city a bit more. So I think this project, I mean, I know that Andy Gormley said it's about Britain, but I think it's a lot more about London. Specifically myself, or that's what I get from it, and yeah, just sort of like show-offy kind of thing. It's just like nice to have people looking at you, and yeah, it's just like buzz. So like now I've got sort of like, you know, a bit of adrenaline flowing, and I feel like quite up and everything. It's a great experience.
So what you've explained a little about the effects that maybe it's had on you, what kind of impact would you like your hour and the project to have as a whole?
The impact for my hour is like, I don't know, and I don't really care. One guy was like saying to me, you know, what are you trying to do, what are you representing? And I mean, like, my whole view of art is that it doesn't need to mean anything. It just has to engage or be beautiful in some way. So I don't want my hour to sort of like mean anything, or I just think that's a bit rubbish. It's just, you know, if you appreciate a work of art, that's it. All you're doing is appreciating it. If it means something, then it's like, I think that devalues from it. As for the work as a whole, like I say, I think it's like it's part of London. It's sort of like it taps into the way people sort of like engage with the world around them now, by sort of like being on the internet, by showing off. It's like one TV critic, Charlie Brooker in The Guardian, described it as sort of Big Brother Tate Modern style. I thought that was it's quite an interesting and sort of perceptive idea. It's like that. So yeah, as a well, you know, again, I wouldn't say that it meant anything in particular, but I think it's got lots of, you know, sort of really, really great ideas behind it that sort of can be explored at length. And it's just an interesting thing, which obviously people engage with, because, you know, as I say, I work around here, and there's never this many people sitting around looking at whatever's on that fourth plinth normally. Like, there was like some shitty Perspex hotel it was meant to be. Did you see that? What an awful thing that was. And, like, you know, no one looks at it, and it just like got really nasty and dirty after about 3 weeks as well. But this is like fresh, and it's obviously sort of like engaging people, because they're out there watching. And that's a good thing.
And can you give us a bit of an insight into your background? You say you work close. Look, what you do during the day, what you do in your spare time.
Okay, I'm just a regular kind of guy. I'm a civil servant. I work for the Department for Culture, Media and Sport, which is located about 5 minutes away. Well, not even 5 minutes, about 2 minutes away. I've been doing that for a few months in my life. I've just done various kinds of things, various jobs, travelled about a bit. I'm single, don't have any children. Upon that, yeah, just like regular kind of bloke. Which was, I think, as much as I was trying to do anything on the plinth, that was it. It was just be regular guy, as opposed to like all the various exhibitionists, like the guy who's up there now in his crappy Union Jack jacket. I just wanted to be regular guy. And I think for like this whole thing, I just want to be regular guy as well.
And what are your interests outside of work? What kind of things keep you occupied?
Well, obviously, like, art's like an interest, and that's something that's like led me to this. Apart from that, just the usual kinds of things: movies, TV, drinking, reading, enjoying my life. And that's about it. I don't like have anything that I can say which will like pick me out as being particularly different or interesting for that matter. So apologies for that.
Thank you very much, Nick. Can you let us know what kind of what things you'd say are like most important to you at the moment in your life?
I couldn't really, no. Sorry.
No worries.
I don't really think about my life in those kinds of analytical terms, so it would never occur to me to sit down and think, well, what's most important in my life right now? I tend to things as they come. So, yeah.
And did you have any like hopes and fears for before you went up onto the plinth?
No.
No.
Sorry. Interviewee from hell.
How do you think you may take something away from the experience? How do you the plinth will follow you through for the foreseeable future?
I've got no idea. I didn't really think about it in those terms. I thought it'd just be like I'd do my hour and then that would be it, and it'd just be like it's a not especially interesting anecdote to tell at parties in year to come, which would like start off really interesting. So I could say, oh yeah, you know, I was on the fourth plinth. Do you remember that? And I go, oh yeah, that was really good. What did you do? I'd go like, well, not anything really. And they'd go, oh okay, I think I'll go and talk to someone else at this party then. That's how I kind of imagine it going. That's how I think it will live with me in years to come. Whether it does or not, I don't know.
Do you have any other thoughts or closing comments on being a part of it, and any messages to future plinthers as well about taking part?
Well, like I say, I think it's like it's a great thing, but I know that Anthony Gormley says like in one part that it's like it's a portrait of Britain, and I think it is, or London at least to a certain extent, except that it's just by the nature of the project that you're going to attract people of a more exhibitionistic nature. So I would advocate to other people to do what I did and just get out there and be yourself. And I think in a way it almost kind of works better that way, rather than just people using it as like their own platform and trying to impose their own particular ideas on what it is. Just get up and be yourself. But then, as if you're very exhibitionistic kind of person, then you're going to be very exhibitionistic. I don't know. But I would just say to people, don't try too hard. That's my message for the plinthers.
Great, thank you very much.
Is that okay?
Perfect.